Well, folks, this next story is a huge shocker. Okay, I mean, this is a mind blower. Last week, the New York Times, our partner, wrote a story accusing General Electric of paying $0 in taxes last year.
Federal taxes.
Federal taxes, that's right. It was all over cable. It was reported everywhere on the evening news at ABC. GE, of course, responded to the story with a massive Twitter campaign calling the Times story inaccurate, erroneous, and grossly oversimplified. Imagine that.
Oh, you're being sarcastic.
Joining us now, Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. So, Louise, you take on the biggest corporation by market capitalization in the United States, and you got to figure those PR people are going to get their money's worth.
Well, they're definitely getting their Twitter on, which is interesting in and of itself, right? I mean, this era.
That they'd fight back over Twitter?
Yeah. You know, the address is at GE Public Affairs, and they've been messaging different bloggers and different journalists out there who have written on the New York Times story about this.
Well, that's not a surprise. Let's go over the points, first of all, of what the New York Times reported, and then what GE says should be the way people actually should think about this.
So the Times story said that they did not, that GE in 2010 did not pay any federal income taxes in the U.S., that GE had such great tax lawyers. In fact, the tax department has 975 of these smart, crafty tax lawyers, that they figured out all these loopholes and legal things they could do
right,
so that their tax bill here federally was zero.
And we stressed that it was legal what they did.
It was legal. Yeah. And in fact, this all came right out of GE SEC filings. Out of public financial filings. And so what GE has said, they've made 2 points in response, and I'll address each of those. So the first thing they've said is, well, we did pay $2.7 billion in taxes globally. Well, and they've said the word globally. Pay attention, globally. So again,
anywhere, not that's outside the U.S. as well.
That's right. The story was about not paying American taxes.
We're glad those folks in Belgium are getting their tax dollars from GE.
Right. Yeah. And apparently there is some money in there that went to the U.S., but you know that often you pay money related to earlier years. So the money that they paid in 2010 was related to their tax bill in earlier years in the U.S. You know, when if you file later, you sort out issues. Yeah.
So it doesn't really address the question of what their tax bill was.
It doesn't address it. It doesn't.
2010.
This is a red herring. And then their other point was that they paid $1 billion in state and local and payroll taxes. Well, again, the story wasn't about local taxes or property taxes. It was about federal taxes.
They called the story inaccurate, though. Have they asked for corrections? Are there points from the article that they're quibbling with?
No, they seem to be sticking to Twitter. And they have a site they've put up on their own site. But this is one of those cases, and it's something I've seen with many controversial stories with companies lately, is where if they can't dispute it head on, they seem to kind of go diagonally and just put out their own separate message. And that's what they've been doing here.
All right. Well, let's take it from the GE perspective for a moment. How would you answer this question? I should say I used to be a GE employee, worked for NBC for years, no longer have any GE stock, sold it actually a long time ago when it was much higher than it is now. Louise Story, GE says, all right, this is a gross oversimplification. We're a huge company. We get tax credits. We pay out in taxes. It's sort of wrong to simply do the arithmetic and kind of net us out and say we made money on the federal government. How would you respond to that?
Well, you know, they've been saying, in fact, they were quoted in another article this week saying GE did not pay U.S. federal taxes last year because we did not owe any.
Well,
so I don't think it gets more simple than that. But again, the story was making really a policy point. The story was not saying they did anything illegal, but the story was saying this is a system that we're living with today.
And that the CEO, Jeff Immelt, is on the president's competition.
That's right.
Competition.
Yeah. CEO of GE is advising President Obama on how to change rules for American business. And so, you know, there's questions of whether this is the kind of system we want, where taxes from businesses are making up such a lower percentage of income to America compared to decades ago. That used to be a much higher percentage of our income.
But what is GE afraid of? I mean, Immelt already knows what the tax situation is with GE and the major corporations in the United States. Are they thinking that the New York Times story is going to influence these policymakers in Washington? Or are they for some reason trying to influence public opinion because they think that's going to have sway?
You know, it's hard to read their mind, yeah. Of course, but as the New York Times story said last week, GE does care a lot about what people in Washington think and is very often down there. They have a huge squad of lobbyists trying to shape things. And so this story came out at a time that we have got a huge budget deficit, and people in Washington are talking about where can we get money to fill our gaps. And clearly these loopholes are a place that if you close some of these loopholes, there would be more money to cover our budget gaps.
Well, one of the things you see more broadly is that companies on this scale, and we could be talking about, you know, Carlos Slim's companies, the richest man in the world. We could be talking about Bill Gates. We could be talking about GE. They respond to national countries almost as though they're equals. You know, they've got 975 tax attorneys, as you say. They've got an army of lawyers. They have a foreign policy we talk about on this program. Google has its own foreign policy, the way it deals with China and stuff. These are huge entities coming up against other huge entities. Companies and countries are more and more in competition, not simply small operators inside individual borders.
And, you know, the reason it can be like this, John, is because they make a lot of money outside the U.S. now. Mm. So as U.S. companies have gone more global, they don't need the U.S. as much. And so they can fight back.
And they have advantages that the paltry U.S. tax base suddenly doesn't permit for the federal treasury.
That's right. That's right. And they can play countries against each other and watch that theme. It will continue.
I wonder if we put the financial statement of the U.S. government up against the financial statement of GE, who would have a better credit rating? That's interesting. Louise Story, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times.
I'm going to say GE has the better credit rating.
They might.